Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you have a good week walking with the Lord. Here on the Voice of Hope, I broadcast on the radio, the Voice of Hope in Bungoma and Western Kenya. So I send greetings to everyone in Bungoma and Western Kenya. Also send greetings to everyone who listens to the Voice of Hope on the internet. And I bring greetings to all of you. I just want to encourage you today that in the middle of a dark world, we have a hope and a future because of Jesus Christ. Our hope and our future is not in the world. Our hope and our future is not in the things of this world or people of this world. Our hope and our future is in Jesus Christ. Everything that's in the world is going to go away, but Jesus and his kingdom will remain forever. And so we need to focus on the kingdom of God. And focus on what Jesus Christ has done for us and the life that he has for us. And so today I want to talk about the light of Jesus Christ, because he is the light of the world. And we want to talk about that light and how to respond to that light. And we want to begin by looking at Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. And I'd encourage you to get a pen and pencil and a piece of paper and write down scripture verses, and you look at them later because you won't have time to look them up while I'm on the broadcast. But in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, it says, "In the beginning God created heaven and earth. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light, and there was light." And so we see that the world was covered with water. There was no land. The world was covered with water and it was covered with darkness. There was no light at all in the world. And then it said the Spirit of God hovered over the earth. And you know, our world is filled with darkness today. And the darkness is growing more and more. Darkness is evil. Darkness is things that are not of God. Darkness is hate and anger, murder, wars, sickness, all those are part of the darkness that are a result of sin in the world. And so we have this growing darkness in the world, but I believe that today the Holy Spirit is hovering over the world. See, creation started with the Holy Spirit. And I believe God is getting ready to move by his Spirit. Two things that I think are going to happen before Jesus comes back is we're going to see a great move of God's Spirit. Because wherever God's Spirit moves, it brings life. And so before creation could happen, God had to create light. But to create light, God had to send his Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit is hovering over the world today. And the Holy Spirit is preparing for the greatest harvest in the history of the church. So instead of looking at the darkness, we need to allow the Holy Spirit to begin to move in our lives. And so and the Spirit of God hovered over the face of the waters. And waters always represents people. So the Holy Spirit is hovering over the people of the earth today. And then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And so as the Holy Spirit hovered over the earth, God spoke. In the midst of the darkness, in the midst of the chaos, light appeared in the earth. Then once light appeared, then God could create everything. God could not create everything until light appeared. But once light appeared, God created everything. And God one day is going to create a new heaven and earth. And his light is going to come before he can create this new heaven and earth. And so today we want to talk about how do we respond to the light of Jesus Christ. And how we respond to light is very important. What we do with the light. The light is here, but how do we respond to the light? And the first thing I want to look at is in John 1, verse 1 through 5. Or John 1, 1 through 5. And it says, "In the beginning was the Word." The Word is Jesus Christ. "In the beginning was the Word." This is the beginning of creation. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." That is Jesus Christ. See, God spoke the Word, and light came. God spoke the Word, and everything was created by the Word, and that Word is Jesus Christ. Jesus created everything by the power of God. In the beginning was the Word, Jesus, and the Word was God, and the Word was God. Verse 2, He, referring to Jesus, He was in the beginning with God. Jesus was in the beginning of creation with God, because Jesus and God are one. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. So God spoke the Word, but Jesus was the Creator. And the power of creation was by the Holy Spirit. So we see the Trinity, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit in creation. God created, God spoke, and the Word Jesus created everything by the power of the Spirit. It says, all things were made through Him, and without Him nothing was made that was made. Then it says, in Him was life. In Jesus was life. Life comes from Jesus. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shone in the darkness, and the darkness did not comprehend it. And so Jesus, when He came to earth, we see here He created earth, but He also came to earth. And we know that Jesus was born, He came to earth, and He was the light. He was the life of men, the light of men. So when Jesus was born into the earth, the light of God came into the earth. The light of Jesus Christ came into the earth because Jesus was getting ready to form a new kingdom. And so His light came into the earth. So everywhere Jesus walked, there was light and life because Jesus is light and He's life. Thousands of people followed Him. And the light shone in the darkness. This is Jesus coming into the darkness of the earth. He said, but the darkness did not comprehend it, did not understand it. And you see, there are many people that followed Jesus, but they didn't really understand who He was. Some thought that he did His miracles and cast out demons by the power of the devil. They thought He was doing witchcraft. Others thought He was just a man who walked in God's power. Some thought He was just a teacher. Some thought that He was a prophet. See, they thought all these things about Jesus, but they didn't really know who He was. They didn't really understand that He is the Son of God. He didn't understand that He is equal with God, because what they saw was a man, and they didn't understand He was God. Because they didn't understand, they didn't receive Jesus Christ. They nailed Him to a cross because they didn't understand who He was. And even today, Jesus is walking in the earth today. The light of Jesus Christ is growing in the earth today because the Holy Spirit is moving. God is bringing the light of Christ. The reason we are seeing more darkness is because the light is revealing the darkness. But the light of Jesus Christ is coming. But a lot of people don't really understand who Jesus is. And so they don't really give their lives to Christ. They don't really trust Jesus because they don't understand who He was. You see, if you really believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that He is God, that He has all power and salvation comes to His name, you would give your life totally to Jesus Christ. You would serve Him totally and you would trust Him with everything. But a lot of people just don't understand who Jesus is. So they don't receive Jesus in their life because they don't understand who He is. The second group of people, and we are going to look at five different people that respond to the light. So the second group of people we see in John chapter 3, verse 19 through 21. John 3, 19 through 21. And it says there, and this is the condemnation, that the light came into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone who practices evil hates the light and does not come to the light, for his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done by God. So the first reason people don't come to Jesus, they don't understand who He is. But he said the second reason people don't come to the light is because they love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. So a lot of people don't come to the light of Christ because of their sin, their wickedness and evil, the things that are not right in their lives. So they don't accept Jesus Christ as their Savior. They don't recognize who Jesus is because they love their sin, They love their evil, so they reject the light. See, when the light comes into the world, it reveals the darkness. See, the reason we're seeing increased evil is because I believe the light of Jesus Christ is getting brighter and brighter. The Holy Spirit's hovering over the earth. The light of Jesus Christ is getting brighter and brighter because Jesus is coming back to earth to create a new heaven and earth. And so there are a lot of people that don't want to hear about Jesus Christ. They don't want to follow Jesus Christ. They don't like the light because the light exposes their evil deeds. You see, you got to open, when you come to Jesus, you got to receive the light. And you allow the light to change your life. And so we have the first group of people, they don't receive the light of Jesus because they don't understand who Jesus is. The second group of people don't receive the light of Jesus because they love their sin. They love their evil deeds. The third group of people accept the light. And we see that in John 8:12. And it says, then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of light. So there are people who accept the light and follow the light. They are not just believers in Jesus, but they are followers of Jesus. We know the 12 disciples, they gave up everything to follow Jesus. See, when you realize that Jesus is the light and life, you will embrace the light. You will embrace the life of Jesus Christ. You will give yourself to light. You will follow Jesus. Give your life to Jesus Christ. Today, I want to tell you that Jesus wants to change your life. Jesus wants to take the darkness away. He wants to take this evil away, the sin away, the sickness away. Jesus died on the cross for our sin. He rose again so that we could live in the light and life that he brings us. So we can impart. See, Jesus came to create a kingdom. And the kingdom of God is in every person that accepts Jesus Christ as their Savior. So if you've not accepted Christ as your Savior, you need to accept Jesus as your Savior and allow the light to come into your life. The light will take away the darkness and make you light and life and cause you to walk in victory. So if you've not accepted Jesus, you need to accept Jesus today. You need to embrace Jesus. Say, Jesus, I believe that you are. Just pray this prayer after me. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe you came to earth and died for my sins. I confess my sins before you. Please forgive me of my sins. I choose to let your light come into my life. I choose to follow you and serve you the rest of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. If you accept Jesus in your heart, you've accepted the light in your heart, and you follow him. I am the light of the world, Jesus says, and he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, that is, shall not walk in sin and evil and things of the world, but they will have the light of life. In 1 John 1:8-9, 1 John 1:8-9. It says, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, you know, this is not just for people who want to get saved. This is for Christians too. See, because as the light comes in your life, it reveals those things that are not right in your life. And when it reveals those things that are not right, you need to not say, pretend like you don't have those things. No, he says, no, if you say you don't have the sin, you deceive yourself. And the truth is not. But you need to confess your sin before God. So when the light comes in your life, it shows you things that are not wrong. And you can walk for 40 years. I've walked with Jesus for over 50 years. But Jesus continually, the light continually shows me things in my life that are not right. And when God shows me something by the Holy Spirit that's not right or by the Word of God, then I say, Jesus, I see that what I'm doing is wrong. And so I confess that what I'm doing is wrong. Please forgive me and cleanse me of my sin. See, because sin keeps the light and life of Jesus out of your life. Sin is darkness. And just like a house, sometimes people allow Jesus into certain parts of their life, but other parts of their life, they still serve the world. See, in any part of your life that you serve the world or have sin, you're under bondage to the enemy. So there are Christians who are still under bondage to the enemy because there are certain parts of their life that they've not given over to Jesus Christ. They've not allowed the light of Jesus into that room in their life. And we need to let Jesus into every part of our life. Because if he does, he brings light and life and victory and hope and healing and joy and peace in every part of our life that we give to him, and he overcomes sin and overcomes the darkness for us. So he said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us, wash us from all unrighteousness. In 1 John 2:9-11, it says, he who says he is in the light and hates his brother is in darkness. This is 1 John 2:9-11. He who says he's in the light and hates his brother is in darkness until now. He who loves his brother lives in the light, and there is no cause for stumbling in him. But if he hates his brother, he is in darkness and walks in darkness and does not know where he's going because the darkness has blinded his eyes. So you see, we can't walk in hate and anger against others. We can't walk in jealousy. See, we need to walk in love. See, love is a fruit of the Spirit. When you have the light of Jesus and the Holy Spirit, you're going to love people. You're going to walk in joy and peace. Jesus said, when you come to pray and ask him for something, do you need to forgive? Because if you don't forgive, he's not going to hear your prayer or answer your prayer. Forgiveness is very big. If you're going to have the blessing of Jesus in your life, you're going to have the light of Jesus, you're going to have the life of Jesus in you, you're going to have to forgive everybody, no matter what they've said, no matter what they've done for you. You need to forgive them. Peter said to Jesus, how many times should I forgive somebody in one day? Should I forgive them 7 times? No, Jesus said you forgive them 7 times 70 times. That's 490 times you need to forgive a person one day. You just need to forgive. See, we walk in love. God forgives us, and we need to forgive other people. And when we do, we walk in the freedom of the light. Jesus said in 1 John 2:15-17, says, do not love the world or the things of the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is of the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of God, but of the world. And the world is passing away and the lust thereof, but he who does the will of God abides forever. So God is calling us to embrace the light, to accept the light, allow the light to change our lives so we become more like Jesus Christ. See, God wants to bring a change in Bungoma. God wants to bring a change in Western Kenya. God wants to bring a change around the world. God wants to change people. God wants to transform people. God wants to bring the light of Jesus Christ and change us so that his glory may be revealed in the earth in these last days. In Acts chapter 9, see, Saul becomes Paul. And Saul, if you read Acts chapter 9, Saul was a Jewish leader, and he rejected Jesus Christ. He rejected Jesus Christ because he loved his religion more than Jesus. A lot of people love religion. They like religion is doing things. It's rituals and things. But Jesus calls into relationship with him, not religion. And Saul liked his religion, and he loved doing the things in his religion. And Jesus was calling him to follow him, not follow his religion. And so Saul began to persecute Christians because he hated Christians, because he hated the light of Jesus Christ. So he began to persecute Christians, beat Christians, throw Christians in prison, and even had some Christians killed. Then one day, Saul was on a journey to another city to get some more Christians and throw them in jail. And on the way to Damascus, the city he was going to, a light came from heaven, a bright light came from heaven. It was so light that Saul and all the people around him fell to the ground. The light was so bright. And in the light was Jesus Christ. And Saul, who became Paul, saw the light of Christ. And he saw Jesus and he said, who are you? And Jesus said, I am Jesus Christ, the one that you are persecuting. And so when the light left, Saul found himself to be blind. He couldn't see. The light had blinded his eyes. And they had to lead him by the hand to the city he was going to. And so his natural eyes were blinded. And for 3 days he was blind. He could not see. But his spiritual eyes were open. See, God wants to blind our natural eyes. God wants to have an encounter with Jesus Christ that blinds our natural eyes. Because our natural eyes looks at things that are not right. Our natural eyes looks at the things of the world. And God wants to birth a spiritual insight. So we don't see things by our natural view. We see things by the Spirit of God. See, because God sees things totally different than we do. So you see someone that's doing evil, and even though you see the evil, by the Spirit, you see the good things in that person. There was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a wicked tax collector, a corrupt tax collector. But Jesus saw something by the Spirit in Zacchaeus, and he led Zacchaeus to salvation because he saw something in the Spirit of God. See, by our physical sight, we see all the wickedness in the world. But when you open your eyes to see the spiritual sight, you see that God is doing great things in the world. So Paul's physical eyes were blinded, but his spiritual eyes were open to recognize who Jesus was. And God sent a Christian named Ananias to Saul's house. And Ananias laid hands on Saul, who became Paul, and his eyes were healed. He accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior. He was baptized in water and received the Holy Spirit. And Saul, who embraced Jesus Christ totally, he left all his religious beliefs, he left all his past, and he embraced Christ totally, and he became the greatest apostle in the early church. He turned the world upside down. God used him in powerful ways. He wrote most of the New Testament. Why? Because Saul embraced Jesus Christ. Saul had an encounter with Jesus Christ, and he embraced Jesus Christ. He accepted Christ totally, allowed Christ to totally transform his life, to become like Jesus. And he walked in Jesus' love and in power and Jesus' grace because he allowed the light of Christ to totally transform him and make him a brand new man. And God wants to shed forth his light into the world to transform us into the image of Jesus Christ. See, in 2 Corinthians 3:18, it says, but we all with unveiled face beholding in a mirror the glory of the Lord are being transformed into that same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of God. It says, but we with unveiled face, he's talking to Christians, we with unveiled face, you know, someone puts a veil on their face so you can't see who they are. And a lot of people are pretending to be somebody they're not. They're pretending to be good Christians, but they have evil in them. They have things that are not right in them. But when we go before God, God wants to go unveil ourselves. God wants to be open and transparent. See, he said, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So when we come to Jesus Christ, we need to open our hearts, open our lives to him. If there are things that are not right in your life, even as a Christian, you need to come to Jesus and say, hey, I recognize that this is not right. What I'm saying or doing is not right. I want you in my life. I want your light into every part of my life. I confess this thing. See, we need to be open before God about what we're doing and allow God to change us. He said, but we all with unveiled faces beholding the glory of God. See, as you take that, you begin to see God in his glory, God in his power, God in his love. You don't see a world filled with hate. You see a world filled with the love of God. You don't see things by your natural eye. You see things by your spiritual eye. There's a transformation that happens in you. And it says we're changed from glory to glory by the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit transforms us into the image of God and makes us more like Jesus Christ. As we walk with God, walk in the Holy Spirit, we should be changing every day and becoming more and more like Jesus Christ. should have the same kind of love Jesus had, same kind of patience, same kind of joy, same kind of power as Jesus had. We need to share faith and hope with other people. And that brings us to our fifth thing that the light does. When we are filled with Jesus Christ, we become the light of the world. Jesus said he was the light of the world, but when he comes and lives in us, we become the light of the world. And in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through 16, Matthew 5, 14 through 16, Jesus said, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to the whole house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." So when we embrace the light, we embrace the light of Jesus Christ, we allow the Holy Spirit to fill our lives with Jesus Christ, then we become lights in the world. We exalt Jesus. We exalt the name. We show forth the love and grace and peace and power of God to the world. Because we're filled with Jesus. We're filled with the light. And everywhere we go, we carry the light of Jesus. We carry the light of Jesus Christ into our businesses, into our shambas, into our families, into our churches, into the government offices. Everywhere we go, the light of Jesus Christ. You see, God today is wanting to call forth a people like Saul, who became Paul, who will embrace the love of Jesus, embrace Christ, get rid of the things of the world, and allow the light to fill their lives, because God wants to pour out his glory, pour out his spirit in these last days, and to overcome the darkness. You say the darkness is terrible in the world. Sin is terrible. Problems are great. Well, we are the answer to the problem. God wants to make you an answer to the problems in the world, and that answer is Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world, and that light lives in you and me to transform us so that we can bring the transformation power of God to the world. In 2 Corinthians 4, 6-7, says, "It is of God who commanded light to shine in darkness, who has shone in our hearts and gave us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the glory may not be of us, but it be of Jesus Christ." See, he didn't say that we're golden vessels, we're earthen vessels. But he puts his, because we are made of earth, we are made of the world. But he puts his glory in us, his light in us, so that light will shine. So people don't see that we're important, but they see the glory of God, the character and nature of God in us. 1 John 4:4 says, "You are of God, little children, and have overcome the world, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world." I just want to encourage you today. God is looking throughout the world for people who will embrace him and allow his light to fill their lives so they can be light in the world. And I just encourage you to spend time with the light, spend time with Jesus, spend time in the Word, spend time in prayer. Allow Jesus by the Holy Spirit to transform you from glory to glory into the image of Jesus Christ. You know, I put my Voice of Hope on my website, voiceofhopetoday.org. You can listen to all my messages on the voiceofhopetoday.org. And I trust that you invite your friends to listen to the Voice of Hope, because God is raising up a generation in the world that walk in the light and power of Jesus Christ. May God bless you today, and I trust to talk to you next Sunday on the Voice of Hope. God bless you and keep you this week by his power and his love. In Jesus' name, amen.